This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Baljeet Kamba, a clinic supervisor at Bastyr University Clinic and a core faculty member at Bastyr University, California. Bastyr University is a private integrative medicine university with campuses in Kenmore, Washington and San Diego, California. Programs include naturopathy, acupuncture, traditional Asian medicine, nutrition, herbal medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, psychology, and midwifery, and they cover the bases. And Dr. Kamba, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time and for coming out. So, Dr. Kamba, for starters, tell us how you and your colleagues came to research this idea. Let's kick it off right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, at Bastyr University, both at the clinic and as well as the university as a whole, I'm a professor there and as well as a practicing naturopathic doctor. So we're constantly searching for these evidence-based approaches for naturopathic medicine. We really want to showcase how we can use natural medicine, but in the most like rigorous scientific way. So, you know, when this global COVID-19 pandemic really came about, it prompted this urgent search for interventions that we can use to really prevent or support recovery for people with COVID-19. And so this idea that, you know, well, honeybee and honey products, so honeybee products, meaning not just honey, but bee pollen, royal jelly, propolis, bee venom, sort of all these things that make up bees, but really a large focus on honey, it's actually used by a large portion of the world. And when you kind of think back to it, you're like, you know, honey, you know, for most of us seems to play a it's kind of hidden in the background, but we tend to use honey here and there. But actually, honey is something that's been used by humans since the Stone Ages, really. We have evidence from like back to like 8,000 years ago of there being use of honey. And so since 80% of the world seems to use natural medicine in some sort, or traditional medicine in some sort of way, honey being one of the components of traditional medicine, it seemed to be a good step to take and say, hey, let's explore honey and see how, because this is something that's used so widely, and when you look at it a little further and you kind of break down what honey is used for, well, you know, when you think about it, you use it often to soothe the sore throat, because it's got that sort of comforting properties. And when you break it down a little bit, it's got these bioactive components, so these parts that actually work to help against some of the symptoms of a virus, as well as some of its effects of like soothing tissue, reducing inflammation, and all those sort of things that really help to lessen the severity of symptoms that are coming up. So this idea of, you know, let's all sort of research the importance of this, something that's, you know, kind of innocuous and we kind of forgot about it. It's kind of hidden away, but it's really striving and showing some good evidence and support and around how honey can really be purposeful and useful in this era of wanting to do stuff for helping with all these respiratory or lung illnesses.
A great way to kick things off today on this episode of eHealth Radio. Now, tell us, Dr. Kamba, as well, taking it further, what evidence did the research show that honey can be effective with respiratory illnesses? Get into that further, if you would.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, what we wanted to do is, since we were really focused on trying to, you know, Bastyr, we're really focused on trying to make sure that we have that we base our practices that we do, so the treatments that we provide in clinic, in tandem with the natural remedies that we're doing, so making sure that we're focusing on evidence-based natural medicine, what we wanted to do is we took a look and scoped the literature that was out there. What that means is we took all the literature, all the scientific studies and things that people have researched since the beginning of research time. And what we concluded and what we found, and we looked to see how was honey studied and what sort of evidence came out of all the research and the evidence that was performed out there. And what we found was that there were a few key areas where honey can be used specifically to treat the symptoms of respiratory illness and as well as sort of boosting immunity. So what we found was that there was, like I mentioned, three specific areas. And those three areas were that, you know, honey helped to, because of the properties of honey, it was, it actually worked better than your traditional over-the-counter cough syrup for reducing cough severity in children. So it's not to say that our conventional medicine isn't something that's good or usable. It's saying that there are great things that we can do around it as well. So in this case, we saw that honey worked better in the study. It worked better than cough medicine, your over-the-counter cough medicine, to treat cough severity in children. Now in adults, what we found was that another study looked at mixing honey into your instant coffee. And what was found was that when people mixed honey into instant coffee, it actually worked really well to reduce, you know, that post, you know, after you've been sick, you sometimes people, or if after you've had some sort of lung illness or respiratory illness, you get that lingering cough. It actually worked really well to reduce that persistent, what we call post-infectious cough. So adding a little bit of honey to your coffee worked really well in that regard. And then lastly, to understand sort of the safety around honey, like is it actually safe to use, and especially in conjunction with standard conventional medicine, what was found was that people who were in hospital undergoing care for respiratory illnesses, when they added honey to their, you know, medications and everything else they were receiving, there were no signs of complications after. So it was actually something that worked in tandem and worked really well with your conventional sort of medication and didn't cause any side effects. So those were some really interesting, really good key areas that we found around honey, in that it's in those three sort of really beneficial areas.
Another question for you along these lines: why is your immunity and respiratory health important, especially right now during COVID-19?
Great. So, you know, everyone right now, everybody is sort of afraid of getting sick, but there's so many things that we can do from a preventative standpoint and treating symptoms standpoint when it comes to natural medicine. So at Bastyr, one of the things that we try to do in clinic for patients who come to see us is we try to focus on making sure that patients, when they come to see us, whether it's in person or whether it's via telemedicine, is to try to incorporate all the ways that we can discuss how we can incorporate good preventative measures from preventing respiratory illness standpoint. So our focus then, you know, one example we're using is honeybee products, or honey in particular. And so it can be great to be used to treat the symptoms and boost immunity. As far as treating, as far as making sure that we can prevent these illnesses from becoming, you know, grabbing even a further stakehold, so that at least by using some of these natural products, you can help to prevent becoming sick, or at least treating the symptoms, should someone have these respiratory illnesses, things like honey, which is, like I said, one example, but there are many, many more things that could be used. And then, you know, we at Bastyr Clinic, when a patient comes to see us there or via telemedicine, we're able to work through some of those things that we can also use to, again, work on that angle of prevention and symptom treatment.
Well, it certainly has been informative so far. Really appreciate it today. We're speaking with Dr. Baljeet Kamba, a clinic supervisor at Bastyr University Clinic and a core faculty member at Bastyr University, California. And she's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Kamba, how can you incorporate honey into your daily routine to support your immune system? I'd like to hear your input on that as well.
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. You know, like I said, honey is one of those ones that sometimes gets hidden away in our cupboards and we forget about it, but it's actually one of the ones that we go to for many different things. So, you know, now everyone should go out and make sure that you've got honey in your cupboards, make sure it's something that's reachable and sort of visible, because it has so many things that could be used, in so many ways that it could be used. Now, as far as using it to support your immune system, there are, you know, one of the ones that I'd mentioned, you know, simply adding a little bit of honey to one's coffee is a great way to help with cough, post-infectious cough, and as well just adding a little bit of honey to, I like using herbal teas, and using different varieties of herbal teas. And at the Bastyr Clinic, we have a huge dispensary of botanicals that we use as well. So various herbs that will mix together for teas, and some of them have these immune enhancing properties, and then you just sort of boost it even more by adding some honey to it, and honey that we obviously try to get from more of a local source of what's in your area. And so adding it to teas is one way. Another way is to add it to the food that we're consuming. One of the programs that we have at Bastyr is a nutrition program, and some of the counseling that's provided through there is coming up with diet plans and ideas of things that we can use to help to boost a person from a nutritional standpoint as well. So you can do things like simply adding honey to your oatmeal. You know, it's getting colder right now, so we kind of want some of those nice comforting foods, and that's where adding a little bit of honey to your oatmeal might be a good idea. So doing a few things where, you know, little ways that you can add honey into your everyday foods that you're consuming, because honey is not only great for its medicinal properties, but it's a food, it's got nutritional properties to it as well. So those are some really good key sort of nice ways to add honey into your daily routine. I mean, I use it every day. Like I said, I put it into my herbal teas that I drink. And I also think, I know I'll add it, you know, whenever I do have my oatmeal. I always like a nice little swirl of honey just to add a little extra yummy taste.
And as a bonus, certainly sounds delicious as well. Lastly, what are other ways people can boost their immune system?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, there are a number of things that we could be doing. And so we look at foods as being one thing. We look at, you know, the botanicals, like I said, the herbs that we use in our life every day, spices that we include. All those, there's a bunch of different areas that we can use that will help to bolster immunity. So, you know, people who are, and it depends on your individual health sort of background as well. Like, are you a person who's generally healthy, or are you a person that maybe has some underlying health conditions that you need to be concerned about? So all those various factors play a role when we're looking at how we can boost our immunity. So, for example, if a patient comes to our clinic, at Bastyr Clinic, what we end up doing is we'll take a person's entire health history, look at them from, you know, top to bottom, do physical exams, take a good sort of consideration and timeline of their health and see what they're eating in their everyday life, what medications they might be on. And then from that, we can work on specific diet protocols. We can work on lifestyle counseling, botanicals, like I had mentioned, so herbal teas or tinctures, and variety of different counseling methods that we can use to help to increase a person's immunity. But because naturopathic medicine focuses on individual care, each person's sort of treatment and regarding immunity ends up being different. So, for example, for me, I'll use myself as an example. I'm a recent cancer thriver, so I had breast cancer last year. And so when I was undergoing breast cancer, my things that I use to help to bolster my immunity are different than, you know, later on when I'm healthier now than the average person who's who hasn't had any sort of illnesses. So things like that I may use, I may focus on certain areas. For example, I may focus on some things that we may want to focus on to help to boost our immunity would be our gut health. So making sure that we're digesting our food well. So making sure that we're not having any sort of gas or bloating or constipation or diarrhea or burping and belching and, too much burping or belching or acid reflux. All those things that influence our digestive system. If our digestive system isn't working appropriately, that may play a role with our immunity. So check in to see how your digestion is. If there's something going on there, it might warrant getting looked at. And again, that's something that naturopathic doctors do well. Other things you can do, so from a gut perspective, making sure you're having good probiotics to help bolster digestion, as well as from a food perspective, something to add to the honey sort of picture is to also incorporate some other foods like ginger. Ginger is one of the great ones to use for boosting a person's immune system, and that can be done, and it's also great for our digestion as well. You can see how those two sort of things really play together. So adding ginger in a tea form and boiling it in a tea and then adding honey to it is always nice. It's really warming too, especially if you're in places that are kind of cold. I'm here in San Diego, but in other places that are colder would really do well with having ginger. So those are a couple of things that, just from our small repertoire that have some good evidence-based background for showing that it can help to bolster a person's immunity as well as help to treat any sort of symptoms of a person having respiratory illness.
Dr. Kamba, really appreciate your visit with us here today. Most informative and helpful, and really appreciate what you do in this space as well. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Bastyr University Clinic as well as Bastyr University. Where's the best place online to get further information?
Absolutely. You can go to bastyrclinic.org to learn more about Bastyr Clinic. And you can see a lot more information there. And then if you're interested in Bastyr University in general and the two campuses that we have, you just go to bastyr.edu. So there's bastyrclinic.org and then bastyr.edu.
And of course, that certainly works, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further help the listening audience as well. Again, Dr. Kamba, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And certainly was our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Baljeet Kamba, a clinic supervisor at Bastyr University Clinic and a core faculty member at Bastyr University, California. Bastyr University is a private integrative medicine university with campuses in Kenmore, Washington, and also San Diego, California. For further details, visit for the clinic, bastyrclinic.org, and for the university, visit bastyr.edu. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.